Hello, yes, we're up in our studios in Onken as normal for Sight Matters Matters, and we are looking at safety. We've got a very busy time coming on our roads over the next few weeks, and Chris Smith from Road Safety joins me. You're the manager?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay, so what would be your simple advice to people in this period where we're coming up to TT? Can they prepare?
Just be a little bit more vigilant. You know, as we grow closer to the time of TT, we get an influx of vehicles and visitors. So roads are busier, pavements are busier. So you need to just have your wits about you a little bit more than usual, because we have this huge influx of visitors to the island.
As we build up to the TT, it's a sort of a gradual thing as far as the roads are concerned, isn't it? But you know very well it's going to build in that period.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So, okay, what do we need to do? I am a partially sighted person. I'm not blind, okay. Partially sighted. What's the best preparation for that?
Plan your journey. I know that's quite an easy thing to say, but if you know where you're going, you can work out the safest crossing points. It's obviously safer to use a zebra crossing than just using normal carriageway. There's tactile paving on the road, which is the pavement that has dimples on it. You can feel that under feet. So if you're at a position on the road where you can feel the tactile paving, you're at a crossing, and it's far safer to use that than just walking across the road.
Do you rely on the help of strangers, or is it best to ignore them?
You know what? I moved across to the island a number of years ago, and island residents are very friendly. And I would encourage, if somebody is on their own particularly and there is issues with sight, if they know that there's somebody there, ask for help, because I would think that most times that people would offer help if it's needed. So,
if I'm an individual and I see a partially sighted or a blind person on the curb, how do I approach them? I assume you just like tap them on the shoulder and tell them, do you want any help?
I wouldn't touch them first, because that might, it depends on the sight, but uh-huh. I certainly would have a conversation with them and say, you know, it's a really busy road. Would you like some assistance? Because some people are very independent and they don't actually need any help. They're quite happy to do that. So I would engage in conversations and ask, you know, it's a really busy road. There's lots of bikes or there's lots of people. Would you like me to give you a hand crossing the road?
I find these days the electric cars are a bit of a problem, because you can't hear them all that well, can you?
No, that's absolutely right. And again, you're relying on your sight to see them. A couple of weeks ago, I was involved in a thing with Manx Deaf Society, and for a couple of hours, I walked about Douglas and didn't have any hearing. And as somebody that has full sight, full hearing, it really concentrated my mind. It's really when you lose something, you become quite disorientated. And electric cars are a problem, because they are so quiet. Mm. You have to see them because you can't hear them. And again, that's why it's important to use official crossings and not just step out into the carriageway.
We're coming up, as we said, to this busy period. You said prepare for your journeys. I think you need to double times for journeys with the amount of traffic that's on the road.
Yes, yeah. Give yourself at least twice the amount of time. I mean, we've been graced with such beautiful weather just now. Hopefully that will last. And if, you know, and go out and enjoy what the island has to offer. But just, I think, give yourself more time to get to a destination, and because the roads and pavements will be far more busy.
Keep safe. That must be the message for the TT. If people are worried, is there a phone number or something that they can contact the Road Safety Unit?
You can contact just on police headquarters, but the Isle of Man Constabulary have launched a QR code that gives access to information on a WhatsApp group, so that information around road closures, road openings, anything that's going on within the TT, they've launched that today, so that people It's on Facebook, it's on the social media outlets from Isle of Man Constabulary. They can use the QR code to get access to the WhatsApp group, and it's going to be a really good source of information because
and that is now available. We have been listening to Site Matters Matters. Time now to say thank you to Chris Smith, Road Safety Manager, and to return to our studios on Dunscombe.